It's Lights, Camera, Jackson. This is the LCJ Q&A podcast. Thank you so much for listening. As you probably know, I have been a game show fan my entire life. I've loved game shows, and wow, when it comes to the last 20 years, one of them that has changed the game is Cash Cab. And this year, the bar got raised even higher with Cash Cab Music. You can watch those episodes along with classic Cash Cab Canada episodes in the US on Access TV. They're in Canada on Game TV. Joining me, the host of Cash Cab and Cash Cab Music, Adam Groh. Hi, Adam.
LCJ all the way every day, man. I love it. I'm glad to be here. This is awesome. And you are a great game show hype party participant. It was amazing to have you on board playing along in real time as I promoted Cash Cab Music. It was a lot of fun, not only to reboot a show that people just love in general, but to take this unique departure on the format was tons of fun.
Oh, yeah. I love those hype parties. Those were awesome. We got exclusive content. I got to show off my Cash Cab pillow as well. Yes.
Nice.
Cash Cab experience. And I first have to ask you before we get into music, and my goodness, I love these music episodes this year. And everybody, again, watch them on Access TV. How did you first want to get into the driver's seat to host the Canada version of Cash Cab starting in 2008?
Well, it was like an audition for any other TV or film role. So I had no idea what Cash Cab was when my manager said, there's this little thing that they want you to audition for. And this is 2008, if I dare date myself. And so there was a little bit of preparation and they did supply. I don't know, Jackson, if you know what a DVD is. No, you do. I know you do because you're a movie guy. But they provided some DVDs of what the episodes looked like, one or two from the American version. And at the time, the American version was the longest running that I understand. And it's been in over 50 different countries. And so my introduction to it was, there's this game show format. They're going to start it in Canada. They're looking for a host. Here's the script. You know, do your thing as you audition. And, you know, for me, the backstory, I'm like you. You and I are brothers from another mother. I am a game show guy from when I was a kid. And I always tell the story that, you know, and this is also me dating myself, but I actually thought when I was growing up and I was under 10 that Bob Barker and Johnny Carson did basically the same thing. So I didn't really understand the difference between a game show and a late night show. I just love the idea of hosting a show like that with that kind of energy. And so for me to get the audition for Cash Cab, it was like, yeah, this, I don't know what it is. I can totally get into it. I was really excited about it. And, you know, it was just, I don't know how familiar you are. Obviously, you're in the movie world, so you know what it's like when people get an audition. There's a breakdown to hundreds of people, and then you audition, and then you get a call back. And then, you know, as we were inching closer, I was like, the producers were like, you know, this is looking good for you. So you might consider getting a taxi driver's license. I was like, oh, okay. And that's how it happened.
And then you host the show for about 7 or 8 years, and then it goes off the air for a little bit, and then it comes back. Were you one of the people really pushing for the revival to happen?
Well, it was out of my control as a host, even though I'd become part of the brand in Canada. I hosted 8 seasons of Cash Cab Canada, and it was in repeats continually since we did our last episodes in 2014. And so obviously I kept on promoting it when I was performing live. I do a lot of corporate events, live comedy shows. I weaved into my act a quiz show. So I do stand up and trivia games with the audience. Very engaging, very dynamic, lots of fun. And I do that in the States and Canada. And so I was part of the narrative to keep the brand alive. But it really helped that it just kept on repeating, especially during the pandemic. People were really starving for just good, light, positive fun. Game shows are perfect for that. And so I kept in close contact with the executive producer who eventually bought the rights for Cash Cab in Canada. And he, for Castlewood Productions, continually shopped it around. And so once in a while, I'd get a little message from him. And this is over almost 10 years. I never gave up hope because people love the show and people love the format. It was just a matter of the right timing. And so he would occasionally send me an email, say, you know, we got a little nibble. In Canada, the market's very different than the States for making film and television. So it's really limited in terms of what you can do. But, you know, the perfect storm of positive storm elements instead of negative storm elements came together when, you know, you consider the global market, things loosened up in terms of we don't necessarily need to gate this product anymore. It's been in over 50 different countries, but at, when we first started making it, it was like, the Cash Cab Canada will not be seen in any other country anywhere in the world, just like any other version will not be seen in Canada. And that started to loosen up over the last 5 to 7 years because, you know, streaming television has changed that. People are much more open to that. And you know, I've been really pleased how I get fan mail now from people watching not only Cash Cab Music, which was made in Toronto, but older seasons of Cash Cab Canada airing in the States. People going, well, I mean, they're not going, you know, some people just assume that there was a change of host, but it wasn't like that at all. It's just another version of the product you love. Yeah. And so most fans are getting that. It's like, I love Cash Cab. So I would love, like, why can't we get Cash Cab Mongolia? Let's get Cash Cab Germany here. Let's get them all here. Like, and so that kind of widening of it is what introduced the possibility of, for the first time, departing from the traditional format of Cash Cab to make a music edition, and then also having it made for Access TV in the States and Game TV in Canada at the same time.
Yeah, the game is so universal and it's so fun and so unique. And that's why people love it around the world. And you introduced this music concept this year. And gosh, for music fans, if you're younger, you get a history of music. If you're older, you remember those good old days of music and get the modern questions. The play-along factor is so good. What do you love the most about the music aspect now of Cash Cab?
Well, music is such a great first off in terms of if you're going to specialize the format. Obviously, we can consider a TV and movie version or, you know, an all tech version or an all sports or all pop culture. But music was the most obvious place to go, not only because Access TV at the time was very focused on a music oriented programming schedule, but because music speaks to us in so many different ways. Music speaks to us in terms of our life stages, our memories, our pivotal, you know, critical junctures in our lives, memories with important people in our lives. But then it also branches off into pop culture and movies and television, too. So there's really so much you can do with it. And I think it also helped that when you talk about the climate and the landscape for people and their connection to music, social media sites like TikTok and shows like Glee in the past have opened up audiences to different eras of music that wouldn't have otherwise happened. And so I remember with my kids who are, you know, your age, you know, they would be listening to a song and I'd say, that's the song that I listened to in high school. And they're like, what? That's my song. You know, I listen to that because of it's trending right now. It's like, you have no idea. And so that part of it really amplifies the experience when you're watching Cash Cab Music, because what people do love about it is yelling at the television when they know the answer and contestants don't, as well as I had no idea. That is so cool to know. So those two takeaways from a game show like Cash Cab are there, and music just speaks to us in our hearts and in our minds in a way that, you know, even if you love a television series or a movie or a genre of a series of movies, music speaks to you in a unique way.
I've had the chance to watch all 26 episodes of this season of Cash Cab Music.
Amazing.
And I have to tell you that it seems like you picked up a lot of rockers and music fans and diehard fans in your travels around Toronto. How is the music scene in Toronto? And did you just get lucky with a lot of people who are in bands or diehard music fans?
Well, the music scene in Toronto is pretty hot. I think that also, because we are still within a couple of years of coming out of the pandemic, people are just out and looking to go hard, right? So the concert scene in Toronto is really great. The smaller venues have always been iconic. It's in the decades pre-2000s, I'd say Toronto was one of the world's best kept secrets. But since then, people have come to know, like, you know, the music scene here is wide ranging and really hot. But the main answer I'll give to that from a TV land perspective is what you need to understand about making a show like Cash Cab is I make more games than I need, right? That's always been the case. And that's the case with most, you know, I'm sure, unscripted reality shows and competition series. So obviously when we do get those, when you see some of those people, I was like, these people are making it to the season. Like, there's no way we're not going to have these on the season. But there's a lot of other reasons why games don't get cut. I get messages all the time from people who, you know, if they won, they get to keep their money, but they really want to be on the final edit and make it to the show. And they message me through social media or email and they go like, why didn't you pick us? Why, you know, and first of all, I'm not the only one making those decisions, obviously, but there's other reasons like short games, long games, wins, losses. Did they go for, you know, as you, I think you really enjoyed the new element that we added instead of the video bonus, they can do cash grab karaoke. And so we want to have a nice mix of do people opt not to do that and then know the song. So we're looking for a whole different mix. But at the end of the day, when you get people that just look like they're ready to go hard because it was cash grab music, it's like, there's no way we can leave them out. Like, they're going to make the episode. So there might have been, especially at the front end, and then psychologically, the classic primacy effect. If you watched, you know, the full 26 episodes, you might have seen packed at the front end. We heavy weighted a lot of those games with those rocker looking people. And then as the season went on, it was like, oh, now there are normal people in Toronto. There are people who are just going out that randomly hail a cab. They're not dressed up for the night. So that's just the way the edit works, to give you the impression that, wow, everybody in Toronto is just ready to go. But, you know, I think those two things worked together to make that have the appearance on Cash Cab Music.
Sure. Adam Groh is here with me on the LCJ Q&A podcast. Watch Cash Cab Music on Axis TV. 26 episodes, three games each. That's 78. And you make even more. Do you have 78 different shirts? Because it feels like you're in a different shirt in every single game.
No, actually, I have a pretty kind of go-to wardrobe. We did overthink it in the early seasons. I think in the first season, I had about five outfits carbon copy, the same thing. So I cringe when I see season one because it's the same thing every single episode. And then we realized we don't have to worry about that. It doesn't have to look like, you know, so when I make a night of games, I'm typically making four games in a night and each episode contains three games, but not from the same night. I mean, it all goes into post-production and we mix and match. And so there's no point in overthinking what I'm wearing. And it just randomly works out that if you watch a certain episode, it's rare that you would see me wearing the same top in three games in one episode. But sometimes it happens depending on what the edit mix is. And so, you know, it's just, and for me, the wardrobe is like, I want to look, you know, I'm a host, I'm a TV guy. I want to look good. I want to look hip, but I'm also a cab driver. So like, I can't look like some of those people going out rocking it. Right. Yeah. And so I have to kind of like, you know, it's just jersey kind of, like, you know, even what I'm wearing right now, you can't see if you're listening to the podcast, but it's just like a knit top with a, you know, crew neck and a t-shirt underneath. I'm a cabbie, right. You know, it's just gotta be cool, but I also have to be like, I can't be shaven and messy hair and stuff like that. I, you know, it's not that loose.
Yeah. So I was wondering how many you do a night. So you do four a night, you record four games a night. And do you like driving in the daytime better than the nighttime?
Well, I mean, I'm sure you'll agree because you've seen a lot of different versions of Cash Cab, including both, you know, the previous versions of Cash Cab Canada and this new Cash Cab Music. The ceiling is, you know, what everybody's really interested. They can't believe the ceiling. Yeah. Even in the olden days. And if you were one of the hype parties, I did put up old ceiling lights, right. Pictures of old ceiling lights. Did you see that one? Were you at that hype party? Yeah. And so, you know, even back when it was just like, you know, large LEDs, you know, and we were like, wow, this is really cool. It's really the ceiling. And now the Cash Cab Music ceiling, the technology is so amazing. So it just looks better at night.
True.
But the technology is so vibrant that even the day games ended up looking good in post. So you do have to think about those things when you're making a television show as to what it looks like. And one of the things that I just found with it is we used to think that people were going to be more fun at night and the day games were going to be boring. And I just have found Canadians, especially in Toronto, you know, especially now that they know the show. I mean, they're always surprised, but it's harder to fool them in the first few seconds because they've seen the show or they've heard of the show. And it doesn't matter what time it is. Like it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon or 11 o'clock at night. Once they realize what's happening and I've surprised them and that reveal happens at the very first, you know, 10 seconds, they're amped. So even if they were kind of like looking down and kind of like, I'm just on my way out here right now, you know, it's no big deal. You know, the energy just I don't have to pump them up at all. They're like, let's go, let's do this. And so every single game has got this really positive vibe and a lot of great energy and real emotions when they don't make it or they have problems with an answer or when someone randomly on the street helps them. It's just amazing. And so that part of it, day or night, hasn't made a difference. Previously, it was a little bit lower energy in the daytime, but I just think people are just so amped up now. All times of day are amazing in Cash Cab.
Yeah, it's a once in a lifetime opportunity to be in the Cash Cab. And when people win, and even if they don't win, I feel like they're so happy and comfortable being in the cab that they don't want to leave when it's over. And you have to sort of say, okay, you're on your way. And that's the signal for them to go.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff, even though I'm only really with people for about 30 to 45 minutes. I'm not in a massive hurry like a cabbie would be if he was taking a legitimate fare. I am a licensed cabbie, but once we reveal that it's a show, it's like a lot more forgiving. And so there's TV stuff we need to do. So, but still, I'm only with them for a short period of time. But one of the things that happens behind the scenes that I really take a lot of pride in that you will never see. So I'm grateful for an opportunity to talk about it because it's important to the viewer's experience and your experience watching the show is I really try to make sure that they're comfortable right away and that they feel as if I'm on their side. I'm going to ask them some tough questions. They might not make it, but it's like we're together on this ride and they immediately get that vibe from me. Like I really turn around really quickly to have a look at them, make some eye contact before I leave the curb, before I start driving and asking questions so that they can see in my face, in my expression that, you know, you're good. I've got you. Now let's go. Hopefully you win. And so they really do have a good time. Part of that is baseline the show. Like I remember from the very first time, and it's the same way we do technical rehearsals before we even start making the show, just to make sure that the camera angles are right. We can keep focus. I mean, we're driving around with a $250,000 television studio. So there's little technical things we have to adjust with cameras and sound when we're driving around. And so even in the very first season, before anybody knew what was happening, I would surprise people. They were a little kind of like, well, I don't know about this. And then they would agree to play. As soon as they're riding along and I've made them feel comfortable and I'm asking them the questions, they're having the time. They love it. So it's just always been like that. And I've just been able to build on that slowly over time with my own personality and my own contribution to the brand to make sure that people, you know, I love that they don't want to get out of the cab. And I really am humbled when I've surprised people, especially in Cash Cab Music, but even in the latter seasons where they were like, I grew up watching the show. I cannot believe I'm on it with you right now. I'm like, okay, breathe, take a moment. Ready? Now let's go. Like I give them a moment to kind of let them celebrate that kind of iconic moment. And then to say, you know, now we got to play because we're on a schedule here. And so that's really humbling for me as a television host that people have such a strong connection with the experience. And again, it's kind of like music. It connects them to watching with their parents or their grandparents or parents watching with their kids. It's a life stage thing because it's been around in new episodes and repeats for, you know, 15 years.
Yeah. Yeah. Your skill set, your levels as a host are off the charts. Your personality is genuine. You can feel it through the camera. Had some family over for the holidays. We watched a few episodes and they were blown away by the experience of watching Cash Cab Music. Quickly before we go, fingers crossed, we get a season two. What are you thinking at this point?
I feel pretty good. The climate in TV land, especially in Canada, is really tight. And it's always been this way, even if you have a hit. And we do. It was a hit. A bona fide hit. Great viewership. Great response. That doesn't necessarily mean anything. There's a lot of other factors, but I'm very optimistic. And I'm hopeful that we will be able to build upon Cash Cab Music, whether it be introducing some new format elements or just, you know, a second season of that. And, you know, I look at it this way, Jackson, you know, I waited almost 10 years. If there's a minor blip right now, because the economics don't support it for another year, I can wait again because it's alive and getting the reboot was a dream for me as well.
Whew, watch Cash Cab Music and classic Cash Cab Canada episodes on Axis TV. Check your local listings as well as Game TV in Canada. Adam Groh, congratulations on the show. One of the TV highlights of 2024. And thank you so much for being here today on the LCJ Q&A podcast.
LCJ every day, all the way. I love it. Thanks, Jackson.
Thank you so much, Adam. I'm Lights, Camera, Jackson. For all these LCJ Q&A episodes, go to Podbean, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and lights-camera-jackson.com. Thank you for listening to the LCJ Q&A.